Bank of Cardiff, it's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
I was trying to reach Dean Yulkin.
Dean? Yeah, Dean's not in right now.
Okay, when do you expect him?
You know, Dean's kind of a hit or miss kind of guy.
May I have voicemail then?
He doesn't actually have a voicemail, but I could take a message.
Well, let me ask a question then.
Sure.
Who is responsible for your voice and data services?
Voice and data services, most likely would be Dane.
Would be Dane? Okay.
Yeah. What's your guys' rate usually?
Oh, well, we are AT&T.
Right.
And, excuse me. And what we do is if you have a problem with your carrier, say AT&T or Verizon or Frontier or something like that, we help work it out at no charge to you because we are paid by the carriers to assist them in any billing issues they may have or upgrading and things like that, legacy systems.
So you just help us out with if we have a problem with our bill?
Right, or your service, yes, that is correct. We do that at no charge to you, though.
Oh, okay. Well, what about the actual service?
The service? You mean you need to do, you're needing to expand it, upgrade it?
Right. Is that? Are you saying that we have AT&T right now, and we're trying to? You're calling to get an upgrade?
Well, no. What I'm saying is introducing you to us and that we work with. We're certified by to work with the carriers to help them help you actually to work through every problem. Because you know when you're. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with a problem with AT&T or Verizon or whatever, but it is real time-consuming. And that's what we do. We help you to not do it. You hand it over to us, and we run it.
Okay, so you guys are kind of like a broker then?
Yeah.
Oh,
if you
okay.
Say it like that, you know.
So you're not actual AT&T or Verizon. Oh, they pay you.
Yes.
And you're
yes.
Like a third party that looks at our bills for us.
Well, yeah, if you have a problem with it.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what if we just had a problem in general? Do we call you or do we call AT&T?
You call us because we become your kind of your voice so you don't have to be fooled with it. Right.
Okay. All right. That sounds interesting. I'll let Dean know. I'll pass the message along. Do you have a name and number I can have him call
yes,
you back?
What I can do is I can email you my name and what we do and... because I've already sent Dean some information, but I don't know if he received it. That's what I was following up with him on, just to see, you know, if we could be of help and or mainly just to say hello again. So
I don't have an email, unfortunately.
Oh, you don't have an email either?
No, I'm just the receptionist there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd be happy to... How could I send it to you then?
Well, if you call back probably Monday, you'd have a better chance.
To get to Dean?
Yeah, to get to Dean. Or you could ask for his assistant, Danny.
Danny's his assistant. Okay. All right, then. That sounds good. I will put that on my calendar.
Okay.
And thanks a lot for your time. Kind of giving me the lay of the land.
Fershey is his last name, Danny Fershey.
How do you spell Fershey?
That's a great question. I don't even know. It's P-H something. Oh, P-F-E-R...
P-F-E-R-S-C-H-Y. S-C-H-Y.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know Danny usually helps handle all those decisions and stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you know his email?
His email would be, hold on, let me see if I can find it.
And then I'll send this stuff to him.
Okay, hold on one second. Yeah, it would be DannyP@bankofcardiff.com.
How do you spell Danny?
D-A-N-N-Y.
Oh, just regular.
Yeah, DannyP@bankofcardiff.com.
You would believe how people spell their names nowadays.
Just tell me about it.
It's difficult. Everybody wants to be real creative.
I know.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.